This audio interview has been enhanced by software from www.speedupmymp3.com. MP3 your way, speed you control.
Hi, I'm Michael Sell, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online, downloadable audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
Calling into 1,000 plus employee companies, getting through all the gatekeepers, all the stuff you can imagine with companies of that size, getting the CEO of the company to pick up the phone and then agree to meet a representative of a company that they had never heard of. Working just 12 hours a week, I was averaging more than 5 appointments at that level every single week.
Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Even though cold calling can be a valuable marketing tool just like any other, if it's not done correctly, it can be a huge waste of time. So in this audio, you'll meet cold calling expert Scott Channel. Scott's going to tell you how to revamp your cold calling process so that you're eliminating drudgery, spending less time on the phone, and landing more appointments. And Scott knows what he's talking about. Using his cold calling techniques, he set up more than 2,000 appointments with CEOs of large corporations. And according to him, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, the principle of effective cold calling applies everywhere. Here's some of the things you're going to learn in this interview. Why making too many phone calls is the biggest mistake you can make when cold calling. How conducting simple research and creating client profiles can help you weed through your phone list and reduce rejection. Why you need a contact manager, how to effectively use one, and where to find the best and cheapest. Why you always need to use a script when cold calling, and how to create attention-grabbing ones that jump right to the point. Why you should never start a phone conversation with how are you doing, or is this a good time, and what you should be saying instead. What to do if someone gives you the brush off and tells you this isn't a good time, or why don't you send me some information. How to leave effective voicemails and avoid being just another deleted message. This hour-long audio is a comprehensive guide to productive cold calling. You should be able to take the techniques you learned from this interview and apply them simply to your HMA practice. So if you're having trouble cold calling, or you just aren't sure if you're doing it right, this is the interview for you. Scott's proven techniques have landed million-dollar accounts for his companies, and if you follow his advice, it won't be long before you're turning your cold calls into hot prospects. Now let's get going. Scott, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today, and on behalf of all my HMA marketing consultants around the world, I think we're going to have some valuable time here based on your experience in setting up appointments by using what I think is one of the most powerful tools out there for doing that, and that is the good old telephone, just like we're using right now. I want to talk a little bit about your history. Why should we listen to you? Tell me a little bit about your experience actually in the trenches doing cold calls, setting up appointments.
Sure. Well, I personally have set more than 2,000 C-level sales appointments with executive-level VPs or CEOs at companies that typically were very large. So when I first started doing this, by accident, I might add, I was calling into large companies, 1,000 or more employees, and setting appointments with executive-level VPs and CEOs. And I set up a system that was able consistently to get these people on the phone and then sell them a meeting, so to speak, that the salespeople would then go out onto. And then over the course of many years, I actually sat in a cube, smiling and dialing myself, across many different industries, and was able to consistently set high-level sales appointments for big-ticket items for salespeople. So all of my system is real-world experiences based upon smiling and dialing in the cube, whether there was onion in the meatloaf or not, depending upon how many appointments I set that week. So it's all real-world based. It's not the world as I wish it was. It's the world as it is, as far as setting sales appointments.
Now, let me ask you, when you first started smiling and dialing, was that something you were enthusiastic about, or did you hate it?
It was a challenge. It was one of the very few periods of time in my life where I actually had a paycheck for a period of time. I had seen an ad for a company that needed an appointment setter, and even though I had never done that, this was a company that was selling into, you know, larger companies, 1,000-plus employees, had a 6-person national sales team, kind of a boutique firm. They could do great when they got in front of the right person, and they could sell, and the sales was typically $250,000, $500,000, $1 million-plus type sales. But their challenge, like many people who are challenged, was getting in front of the right people.
What were they selling?
It was employee relocation.
What does that mean? I'm just curious.
A company that has a lot of employees that move an executive from New York to Singapore, they would manage that whole process. And then having been self-employed my whole life, went back into training and helping companies to market. And the reason I was doing the job was getting divorced at the time, so it was nice just to have a home base for a period of time. But once things settled down, you know, I went back to being self-employed. And what I did for about 10 years was essentially, with many different companies, do contract work where I would actually set up their appointment-setting programs or set the appointments for them, all very, very high level. Now, that example I gave you, that first year I set up a system where they set more than 500 C-level appointments within a year. And one of the more notable gigs that I did was a mid-level consulting company. And many of the companies are selling something that's intangible. Even if you have a hard product today, the system and the customization that comes in, there's a lot of intangibles into anything that we sell. But one of the more notable gigs I did was for a consulting company that found that when they could start their sales process with the CEO, that their sales conversion was 6 times greater than if they started even at the executive VP level. So calling into 1,000-plus employee companies, getting through all the gatekeepers, all the stuff you can imagine with companies of that size, getting the CEO of the company to pick up the phone, right, and then agree to meet a representative of a company that they had never heard of, working just 12 hours a week, I was averaging more than 5 appointments at that level every single week on one of my gigs. So over the years, I fine-tuned it and work a process that works across industries. You know, one of the mistakes that people make when it comes to appointment setting is they think that they're different. If they're in consulting, if they're in manufacturing, if they're in professional services, if they're in biotech, one of the first things I'll hear is, I know you've set a lot of appointments, but we're different. Well, that's ridiculous. And I can say point blank that the system that gets you appointments is the same system whether you're in manufacturing, biotech, professional services. The system works across industries. And there's not a different appointment setting system for consulting companies versus manufacturing companies versus biotech companies.
Is cold calling dead today?
Cold calling for appointments is a marketing tool like any other, meaning that if you use it in the right places and you use it the right way, you get results. If you use it inappropriately, if you don't know how to use it, if you use it in the wrong places, you're going to bang your head against the wall and waste your money, just like people do with mailings or advertisings or so forth. So it's a marketing tool like any other, and I'm sure all of us, I mean, I certainly deal with many, many companies whose sale process is structured around that initial cold call into companies to get face-to-face. And even among companies that it's not one of their core strategies, it's still a major strategy as far as getting in contact with potentially larger accounts. When all else fails, you have to know how to pick up the phone and get the job done. So it's certainly not dead. Whether it's right for you or if it is right for you, whether you're doing the right things is another question, but it's certainly very much alive.
I want to talk about some of the biggest mistakes that people are making when starting cold calling. But first, I want you to tell me about that success story where you did a cold call that resulted in a $1 million sale.
This was the first $1 million sale. I cold called, just like I did to anyone else, to a company that was doing a couple of $1 billion worth of sales.
What service were you selling at that time?
This was the employee relocation company. The first $1 million sale came from the first gig that I did, an appointment setting back in 1994. And it was kind of an interesting story. Sorry, the process of setting the appointment was no different, meaning called into the company, identified the decision maker, used a sequenced process of calls to maximize the chance that that decision maker is actually going to pick up the phone. And when they did pick up the phone, I, in 30 seconds, communicated who I was, what I did, why I was credible, the 3 biggest benefits I delivered, and exactly what the heck it was I wanted. And they said, yes. And then what was kind of interesting, this company was up in Maine, and the sales guys didn't want to drive to Maine to take the appointment because it was out of their way, so the sales manager had to go. So the sales manager goes, and he calls me up, coming back from the appointment, and he said, Scott, if I had had a contract in my pocket, it would have been signed right then and there. And then he went back 3 weeks later, and $1 million-plus deal was signed. It was the right company at the right time, with the right person, with the right service mix. And I still have the plaque. It says he sent so many people in the company thought that cold calling was a waste of time, and he actually wrote, it's in my book, Scott, impossible, and across the signed service agreement for $1 million.
Let's get into some of the biggest mistakes that you've seen over the years that people are making.
The number one mistake, which I find to be so ridiculous, and I can't tell you how many times I see this over and over again, and it amazes me. People get so frustrated by calling, and yet, point blank, the number one reason why people fail to make appointments is they make too many phone calls that they shouldn't have made in the first place. Meaning, people get into this thing about not wanting to miss anybody, which is stupid, all right? And what they end up doing is watering down the list of people they should be calling and casting the net so wide that literally, I can't tell you how many people I work with, where 60, 70, or 80% of their calls never should have been made in the first place.
Are you talking about that first call or chasing?
Calls in, meaning in terms of the pool of people that you call. You've got limited time, you've got limited money, you need to get a certain result. Why people choose to call a very low probability or no probability pool of prospects when they could spend 100% of their time calling into a very high probability pool of prospects is beyond it. And typically what I see is not a situation where people don't have enough people to call, but what it is that they don't define who they should be calling well enough. And I find that it typically takes about an hour to do basic research based upon their current client base or the best clients that they would like to have. What you do is you build a profile of these people, people who have bought from you before, people who are known clients of your competitors that you would like to have. You do some research on them. You build a profile in terms of SIC code, revenue range, and so forth. And then you call, obviously, the people who look like those who have already bought from you. And the biggest mistake that people make is they don't do that research, which boggles me, because if people are on the phone, if they're spending 5 hours a week, 10 hours a week, 15 hours a week prospecting and banging their heads against the wall and getting no results or little results for it, why they don't spend 1 or 2 hours once to make sure that 100% of their effort is in a very high probability zone just escapes me. So the biggest mistake they make is they call the wrong people. The second biggest mistake is they have no system, meaning they're not using a contact manager, which is ridiculous. I mean, you wouldn't go swimming and tie cinder blocks around your ankles. But people who are prospecting or seeking to set appointments, who are working on paper systems or are using spreadsheets, you might as well just lop your legs off right now in terms of productivity, because by your own actions, you simply can't work efficiently enough in order to get the results you seek.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Can you make a recommendation for a reasonably priced contact management system?
The three majors are the ones you want to stick with. I mean, there's Goldmine, there's ACT, or there's Maximizer. They're all under $200 for an individual user. You need to use a contact manager. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And if you're using paper and if you're not using a contact manager, the probability that you'll be successful is very, very low for two reasons. A, you can't call efficiently enough to reasonably expect to reach your goal. But also, in terms of a more advanced strategy, you know, when I first started calling, it was all about getting people on the phone, and they either agreed to meet or they didn't. And that was about it. But it took me a couple of years to realize that for most of my clients, they were selling something that wasn't purchased all the time. It was usually a major product, a higher ticket item, something that people either purchased infrequently or only would review vendors every couple of years. So the benefit of calling, and don't get me wrong, you need to set all the appointments you can up front. That's your driver. But let's face it, even if you're doing everything right, you're going to speak to a lot of people who aren't going to meet with you or who it isn't the right time to meet with you, but could very well end up buying from a competitor within 12 to 18 months. So a big part of the value of calling is to get recon data on the companies that you're calling in terms of their potential worth to you and slotting them for follow-up, so that you can follow up at the right time, or you might use ancillary marketing methods using the information you gather through your call process, whether you get the initial meeting or not. And you can really significantly increase the value you get from your calling above the appointment if you're using a contact manager with some customized fields and data gathering that is going to be very helpful to you in using ancillary marketing methods. So it really can lift the value you get from your call.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, when reading your book, I saw your slotting method and how you categorize each call hot, very hot, all the way down to not very hot, and that's brilliant. Let's talk about another mistake.
They don't have scripts. Or if they have scripts, the scripts stick, right? And one of the things that people need to understand, and it's one of the mistakes they make, they confuse having a script with delivering it poorly. They're two totally different things. Meaning that the right words that you use to accomplish your business objective is very, very different than how you deliver them. And a lot of people say, I hate scripts. I don't want to sound like I'm reading. I hate it when people call me and they sound scripted. I don't want to do that. I'm going to wing it. And then I say to them, are you kidding me? You're going to call high-level people to buy a big-ticket item for you, and you think within a few seconds that you're going to free-form something that's different every time that's going to accomplish your business objective? Are you kidding me? People who are effective at appointment setting spend time writing out the words. To me, scripting is just about pre-thinking out the best words to use, the most powerful words, the most impactful words to use to accomplish your business objective. And when you write them down, you can then see that, you know what, I'm trying to communicate credibility here. There's another way I can phrase it that's more powerful. I used 9 words to make this point, but if I rephrase it, I can cut that down to 6 words. Or, hey, here's 3 benefits that I'm mentioning. I want to put a more powerful benefit in there. Hey, there's 5 words in there that I can do without. That's going to cut the time it takes for me to make the point. So people who don't want to write scripts, I find, are too loose. And if it takes them 80 seconds to say something that they could say in 30, guess what? People aren't listening to you and they're gone. So either they don't use scripts, or if they do use scripts, the scripts are really bad and adhere to a lot of old wives' tales that I just find that people adhere to on the phone that I find are totally ineffective in terms of setting results for big-ticket appointments.
Right. What do you think are the key principles to succeeding with setting appointments through cold calling?
I think it's very, very important that if people are going to set appointments, that they have a big-picture view of what they're trying to do, in the sense that you're going to research and select a pool of targets that you feel, based upon research, not guess and hopefulness, contains a certain number of people who are likely to buy your product or service within a reasonable period of time. So let's say theoretically that you have a group of 100 targets. Now, I find that as a rule of thumb, that given a reasonably qualified list, that following the process, I can schedule appointments with 10 out of 100. So big picture, one of the first things to realize as a key principle is that in any group that we target, there are only so many within that group who are reachable and who, when we reach them, would agree to our offer. That makes sense, all right? But if you realize that, then there's a couple other things that you have to realize. And this is another mistake that people make, is that if you agree with that, okay, I'm going to call a group, and it's a good group, and there's only so many in that group I'm going to reach and who will agree with my offer. Well, as I set appointments, say I set appointment number 8, number 9, if I know statistically that I'm setting 10 appointments out of every group of 100, when I'm setting appointments number 7, number 8, number 9 out of that group, I then have to say to myself, well, wait a minute, am I better off to continue to call 91 or 92 records looking for one or two meetings that I know are probably there, or am I better to call a new group of 100 in which I know that there are 10 meetings? And it leads us into the point of knowing what your point of diminishing returns is. So if you accept that there's only so many that you can set appointments with in a group, then you also must accept that once you find them, you have to stop calling the rest. there's a point of diminishing returns. And I find one of the big mistakes that people make is they feel like, oh, I don't want to give up. So they call the leftovers endlessly and then wonder why they are frustrated in not setting appointments. So you need to know what your point of diminishing returns is and then let go at the point of diminishing returns so that you can create room for fresh records to come in, which you know statistically are going to have a certain number of appointments within them.
Any other key principles?
You need to work a system. People love to talk about scripts. People are always calling me, we need a script. Finally, we have a script. And I remind people that good scripts only help you and are only worth something to you if you're reaching the right people and enough of them. So to have great scripts, but to have no conversations with high-level targeted decision-makers do you no good whatsoever. But what's going to deliver those conversations to you is your system. And people don't pay much attention to the process of calling, how they're set up or how they organize themselves for calling to deliver up those conversations in sufficient quantity so that their great scripts can now convert to a meeting, which would then convert to a sale where it makes all economic sense.
Do they now have some kind of predictive dialing systems built into that software where it does the calling automatically?
No, but most of them will do the dialing for you. So, for example, I happen to use Goldmine, which I like, and I press a button and it dials the phone.
So you're not sitting there dialing the phone?
No. One of the things about your system, and that's a great question, is you want to rip out the drudgery, and certainly dialing the phone is drudgery. And if you're physically dialing the phone and then you're putting the headset on your shoulder and trying to talk to people and type at the same time, you're working very, very inefficiently. And I teach it, but I don't love to cold call. But because I've ripped out most of the crap from the system, I know that when I sit down that I can move very efficiently and there's always a positive business result from doing so. And that's why we do it. I know very few people who love to cold call, but if you know you're working in a system and you get results, then you can take a deep breath and say, okay, I'm going to work on the system for 90 minutes a day and I'm going to get a very positive business result.
Yeah, that does make sense, because if you're dialing the phone manually and you're not using software and you've got paper, that is painful. So I can see you sitting down, you've got a headset, you've got your Goldmine open, you've entered your phone numbers and your data into your database, and it's just clicking the button.
It's delivered up to you. In the book, I describe a relatively simple system of organizing those records so that you're constantly allocating your time appropriately.
Are your scripts sitting in front of you on Goldmine?
No.
Okay.
To take the scripts and put them all on one sheet of paper and then post them right in front of me for references, and you'd have your core scripts that you would use, and then, of course, you might vary a script construction method that works for you to be a little bit more specific. So if I was calling manufacturing companies, I might set it up one way, but maybe if I was calling a biotech company, I would describe my credibility a slightly different way, or I might use different examples as far as benefits or phrase certain things. So you might have slight variations from your, say, master script, if I might put it that way, based upon certain industries or situations that you're calling. So I would just stick it on one sheet of paper and stick it in front of me for easy reference.
Okay. What have you found the number one reason people aren't able to set these appointments?
We don't give them enough reason to meet with us. That's the number one reason why we don't set most of them. People have to make a distinction, Michael, between selling their product and service and selling the meeting. And it's a very important distinction to make, because lots of times what people do is they're more focused on selling the product or service, and that doesn't communicate why somebody should meet. When you are delivering what I call a set the appointment pitch, you need to communicate value such that someone could say, you know what, I don't know whether I'd ever do business with this company, but I think it would be worth me to spend 30 or 45 minutes with this representative.
So there's a confusion. People think they need to sell consulting services, where the purpose here isn't to sell your consulting services, it's to sell an appointment, correct?
An appointment. It's always a value equation, meaning you're asking someone to give you 30, 45 minutes or 60 minutes of their time. What do they get at that meeting, Michael, that's worth 30, 45, or 60 minutes of a very top-level executive's time? And you need to communicate the value. So you've got to imagine the person you're speaking to saying, is this worth 30, 45, or 60 minutes of my time? And you call up and saying, you know what? We're great. We're swell. We do great work. We care for our clients. And I'd like to get together with you and find out about what you're doing and whether we might be a good fit for you and see how we might help you. You know what? That isn't as powerful as you saying, Mr. Decision Maker, this is what we do. These are the types of businesses that we work with. They work with us because they get benefits A, B, C, and D. And I'd like to meet with you and talk about some specific examples of how companies have achieved these objectives. Do you have some time?
Yeah, what's in it for me?
What's in it for me? And it has to be specific. Specific benefits, specific credibility statements. Think of it this way. What reason are you communicating that would be worth a top-level executive investing 30 or 45 minutes or 60 minutes of time? When I would hit roadblocks, of which you do hit roadblocks when you call, and I had dead spots, and it wasn't happening the way, I would always sit back and say, well, wait a minute. What am I communicating as far as value? Now, it's not about personality. It's not about anything other than value. Focus on the value exchange and communicating a value message that's perceived well, and you're going to get appointments. If you're not getting appointments, most of the time, when you think about what you're saying, you're just not communicating enough value so that it's worthwhile for a top-level person to meet you.
That makes sense. All right, let's talk some more about scripting.
When we talk about scripting, I would give this piece of advice, and you got to listen on this a bit because it's counterintuitive. Focus only on the people that have a need that you can fulfill. Forget everybody else. Meaning, when I called Michael, I had a fear, and it should be the fear of anybody who's looking to set appointments. my fear was that I dial, and then I get somebody on the other end of the line who I'd identified as a top-level decision maker. So, hello? And at that second, they have a need that the company I'm working for can fulfill, and I don't know that. At the same time, the company I'm working for is a vendor that that person would love to have a long-term beneficial relationship with, and he or she doesn't know that. And my fear was always that I would hear that hello, and I would not communicate words that would give that person that has a need that I could fulfill what I call cause for pause. Meaning that if I start my conversation with, hi, how are you? Do you have some time? Here's something I want to talk to you about. If that person had a need that I could fulfill, what information have I given them that indicates that I might be worth more of their time? Nothing. So my fear was always that that person who said hello was somebody that had a need that I could fulfill, the company that I was working for could fulfill. And I would not give them cause for pause, meaning I would not say something that would get them to say, in their mind, well, maybe I should spend a little more time with this person. So in terms of scripting, one of the old wives' tales is that you want to get people talking, and you don't want to be pushy, which I don't understand what pushy is, because one of the big mistakes that people make is they confuse being direct with being pushy. And the top-level people I deal with, whether they be salespeople or whether they be decision-makers, have no problem whatsoever with you being direct. And they can say yes or no. But a lot of people who aren't successful feel that if they're direct, somehow that they're being pushy and that's a turnoff. You have to be very direct. So in scripting, the time that they say hello, I always thought of it in terms of two steps. The first one was within a few seconds, I have to give that person cause for pause. If they had a need that I could fulfill, what am I saying that gets them to go, maybe I should hang on a little more? And that earns me additional seconds that I can then communicate specifically what the company is offering, why they're credible, the three biggest benefits they deliver, and what I want. And then they can either say yes or no. I have no problem with yes. I have no problem with no. I have a big problem with maybe. So when you get somebody on the phone, you're not asking them, hi, how are you? You're not asking them if it's a good time. You communicate in 30 seconds who you are, what you do, why you're credible, the three biggest benefits you deliver, and what you want from them. And my feeling, Michael, was if somebody had no need that I could fulfill, or if they weren't interested, they could tell me after they knew who I was, what I did, why I was credible, the three biggest benefits I delivered, and what I wanted. But my worry and focus was always on what if I was talking to somebody who had a need that I could fulfill. Were my words calculated to get the attention of that person to earn me more time on the phone and then eventually get the meeting? So a lot of people get into this idea of, you know, if a couple people are rude to them or tell them, take me off the list or don't call me, they contort their process and they become less direct. And that means that when they are speaking to somebody that has anything to fulfill, that their words are very watered down. So people start focusing on those who are never going to buy from them, which I think is ridiculous. Focus only on the people who could buy from you and making sure that you're delivering the best message to them.
I'm sure there's salespeople out there who like to chase, even the people who say no, not interested, and they try and call them back. What's your advice on that? Big waste of time?
Well, then you get into this whole idea of responses to resistance, all right? So the common responses to resistance you get that we all come across are send some information, or we're all set, we have a vendor we love, or something like that. And one of the big picture things that I've learned in appointment setting is that it's not like people aren't telling us the truth, but you remember, most of the time they don't know us. We're not credible in their eyes. So when people say, send me some info, or call me back, we're all set, those are kind of like knee-jerk responses. And as appointment setters, one of the things that we have to do is to craft responses to those things, which accomplish two objectives. First of all, let's take the sense and information objection, Michael, as an example. We know statistically most of the time when somebody says sense and information, that it is a blow-off. It is a blow-off. It's easier for them to say sense and info rather than it is to say, don't call me, I'm not interested, you have no need. Here's your problem. First of all, even if 9 out of 10 of those people are blow-offs, it means that 1 out of 10 of them isn't. You need a response that is calculated to separate or identify for you that one person out of 10 that's a legitimate prospect, and that eliminates the possibility that you're going to waste tremendous amounts of time following up on the 9 out of 10 that are a blow-off. This is how you do it. You say, you know what, Mr. Prospect? We don't send out general information, because the general information we send out is just going to tell you what I just told you. We're a large company. We've been doing this for 15 years. Clients like A, B, and C use us because they get benefits 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. But I'll tell you, if you have a specific need or issue, I would be happy to put together a specific package for you that would be generally helpful to you. Do you have any specific information that I could put together for you? That does a couple things, Michael. First of all, we're not letting other people control where we go. Meaning, when someone says, send me some info, if you go, okay, you are a wimp, go out and buy the T-shirt, right? Because you're an official wimp, and you are doomed to waste tons of time on the phone, and it's your own fault. It's not their fault, it's your fault, because you agreed to do something, and you gave the person that you called control over your time. You never give who you call control over your time. You decide, based upon solid information, how you're going to allocate your time. If someone comes back from that and says, you know what, I don't really have anything specific, you say, you know what, fine, it doesn't sound like it would be mutually advantageous. Because remember, you're selling at a high level. You're important, too. And just because they want you to jump through a hoop of fire doesn't mean you're going to do it. You're only going to do it if it's mutually advantageous. So you say, you know what? It doesn't sound like maybe this is the time, but you know, we obviously do an awful lot of this. Could you suggest a time when it would be more appropriate for me to be back in touch with you? And then people will tell you. They'll say, you know, call me in a year. Don't call me. Call me in 6 months. And you know what's shocking? How many people will say to you, you know what? Call me in 2 weeks. And you'll say to them, well, okay, happy to do that, Mr. Prospect. Can you tell me why it's a good time for me to call you in 2 weeks? Well, yeah, because we're finishing out quarter end, and we had a new CEO coming in, and I know that this is a major initiative for him. It would be a great time to talk to you. Oh, okay. So always ask why. It's good for direction, and then why that's an important time, because it gives you information as to the potential worth of the prospect here. The other part of that was, what if they say they have something specific in mind? So the 9 out of 10 people, they're going to say, well, I don't have anything specific. You're going to say, fine, I want to be on your back. Look, if we do a lot of this, you're going to reinforce your credibility and the benefits you offer. Could you suggest a time to be in touch? Sure. Call me in 3 months. Happy to do that. Is there any specific reason why that's a good time? Yeah, this is the reason. Thank you very much. Click. You now know how to swap it. But what if the person who says, well, you know what? Actually, we do have a couple of problems. I've got this problem. I got that problem. I got this problem. Then the way you handle that is you say, oh, really? Ask a couple of open-ended questions. Well, what's happening? Why is that important to you? What's the effect of that? Oh, you know, essentially what you do is you're going to rub salt in this gaping wound that they just told you they had, and then you let them talk about how important the issues are to them. And then you say this, you know, we've handled a number of companies with exactly those issues. And I can think of a couple of my fellow representatives who have helped companies through exactly those issues. And if I had an opportunity to learn more about your specific situation, I know that I could give you a number of options and strategies that would be very helpful to you. In fact, I've got some colleagues in Colorado who have worked on similar issues, and once I knew more about your situation and what you wanted to accomplish, I know that I could gather specific information that would be very valuable to you. If that's worthwhile, I'm happy to do it. I'm in your area next week, Thursday or Friday. Would you happen to have some time? So what you're doing, big picture, is when somebody says, send some info, what are we trying to do? Who's real? Who's Memorex? Right? For those who are Memorex, how do we allocate our time? We extract specific information from them, which enables us to appropriately slot them. For those who are real, we ask a couple of open-ended questions, rub salt in the wound, and then make them an offer that's valuable. Hey, we help people through that. I've got colleagues. In essence, you give them a reason to meet with you by saying, if you meet with me, here's the specific information I can deliver to you. And if you do that, what are the odds of somebody saying, you know what, that's worth 45 or 60 minutes of my time? It's pretty powerful stuff, because you're now offering them specific information on a problem that you have extracted from them that they have. And in terms of your other responses in the book, Setting Sales Appointments, is I give other models of how to respond to, we're all set, call me back, and so forth, that follow the same big picture process. Who's real, who's Memorex, and then convert the ones you can convert.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com. Yeah, I'm looking at them here. These are great. We don't have time for them, but they're all in your book, and they would fit perfectly for any of the HMA consultants or anyone trying to set appointments for selling consulting services. I want to move on to an important topic, gatekeepers. I'm sure you calling on companies of this size, you're always encountering gatekeepers. What are a couple of the most effective ways to get past the gatekeeper?
Actually, this is interesting. I never really tried to get past gatekeepers, which might be surprising to people. I always work around gatekeepers. When I work with a gatekeeper, there are two things that you can get from a gatekeeper, and something that you want, which is connected to who you want to speak to, usually isn't going to happen. But when you speak to a gatekeeper, what you can do, and you must stay focused on, are two objectives. One is, what information can I get that's going to give me some clues as to the potential worth of this account? Meaning, when you call into companies, some are worth a lot, some are worth little, some are going to buy now, some are going to buy later, some are going to buy high-margin stuff, some are going to buy low-margin stuff. And even if you can't speak to the decision-maker, you can still get great recon information. And gatekeepers are a great source for that recon information. And particularly, big picture on appointment setting is, remember that not everybody we call is worth the same. If you can't get connected to your decision maker, then what you want to do is improve the quality of the information you're dealing with. And you do that by asking finely tuned questions to gatekeepers, which is going to give you information as to whether they buy what you're offering, do they buy a lot, so that you know whether to call them more or whether to call them less.
Have you experienced you can get that information from them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The second thing you want to do, and this sounds so stupid, Michael, but it is so true, that a major factor in you being able to have a conversation with your targeted decision maker is your ability to get their direct dial or extension numbers. And one of the ways you get direct dials or extension numbers is working with gatekeepers. So with gatekeepers, they are a source of great recon information in terms of the potential worth of the account. They're also a source of direct dial and extension numbers, and you have to become adept at knowing how to get that from them so that when you follow up, you can follow up by calling the direct dial or extension numbers. And in the book, and in my CDs and so forth, and in my tutorial, which is free, by the way, which people would find at my settingsalesappointments.com website, is I go into some of the more advanced strategies for getting direct dials and extension numbers, and then when you use a contact manager, how you can set filters and so forth so that you can increase the number of conversations that you have. In appointment setting, one of the things that you need to do is, if you're going to set appointments, you have to have conversations. And you need to know the specific strategy that you use in order to have conversations in sufficient quantity to meet your appointment's goal. And one of the ways that you have those conversations is by becoming adept at getting direct dials and extension numbers. And those you will get from gatekeepers.
Great advice. Let's move on to voicemails. Let's say we're calling and we're getting lots of voicemails. Do I leave a message or just hang on and move on to the next?
Well, voicemails is part of your touches, meaning that I'm a big believer in what I call the rule of seven, which means that people have to be touched by us numerous times before they start to understand what we're offering. And when you're appointment setting, when I did it years ago, there really was only voicemail and fax as far as touches. And in the process I outlined in the book, and today it's a little different because now we've got email and websites and the internet, but the basic concept is the same, that when you call through and you use a process, you're going to leave a certain number of touches within a relatively concentrated period of time. And I always used to work what I would call three cycles of three. And at the end of each cycle, I would leave a voicemail and send fax. So at the end of roughly a two-week calling period, someone had gotten three voicemail messages from me and gotten three faxes. So I'm pretty close to the rule of seven. And if they had a need for what I was offering, I could say, you know, I've left a tick-bot voicemail and a great benefit-laden fax to these people. They haven't responded. I've called them numerous times. I think it's time to move on. The twist on the voicemails that I believe in strongly is this. And think of it this way, Michael. When people craft what they're going to say in a voicemail, picture your prospect listening to the voicemail messages with their finger poised over the delete button. And what are you saying to people within a few seconds that's going to earn you cause for pause, which is going to keep that finger hovering over the delete button, okay? But they're not going to press it. And the big concept I would say here, which is a different way of thinking, is that you put your name, your company name, and your phone number at the end, meaning you do not leave a voicemail message with, hi, this is so-and-so from such-and-such company. Delete. If somebody that had a need that you could fulfill was listening to that voicemail message, your first few seconds has got to communicate to something, a fact, a result, a captivating question, that's going to keep that finger from hitting delete. And it's going to earn you a few more seconds. This person doesn't know you, know your company, or what you offer, what you do. When you start a voicemail with, hi, this is Sally, salesperson from Mega Industries, you're gone. You're gone. So you've got to start your voicemail by earning pause for pause, and then, having done that, leave your name, your company name, and phone number at the end. One of the other points that I mentioned, Michael, about appointment setting is what you measure. And very interestingly, I do not recommend that people measure dials. One of the things that people get into, and particularly managers, make a big mistake in measuring the dial activity of the appointment setters. And my experience is the best appointment setters do not make the most dials because they're actually talking to people, okay,
right,
and seeing appointments. And once you're within a reasonable range of dials, I mean, you certainly have to be within a reasonable range of activity, don't get me wrong, but this game is not about who can dial the phone the fastest. I mean, you're not selling cell phones here. You know, want to buy a cell phone? Want to buy a cell phone? Want to buy a cell phone? It's not about a dialing frenzy. It's about working in an organized manner, dumping sufficient number of new leads into your funnel every week, working them methodically. It's about having conversations. So you measure how many people you dump into your funnel every week. You measure how many conversations you have with those targets. And I define a conversation as somebody that you've identified as a decision maker, you deliver your 30-second set the appointment pitch to. That's a conversation, and how many appointments that you set. Those are the only things that you measure. The rest is superfluous.
Do you have, from your experience of all these years selling a higher-end service like consulting services, some numbers that a new consultant who has no idea what the numbers would be can reasonably expect?
Yeah. My rule of thumb would be that if you're going to call, say, 100 companies, that on the lower level, you want to be setting 7 or 8 appointments. On the higher level, you might be setting 12.
Out of 100, how many do you think you're going to get in touch with the decision maker?
You might need to have 4 or 5 conversations in order to set an appointment.
With that same decision maker?
No, with different ones.
So for every 4 or 5 you talk to, you may be able to get 1 appointment?
Correct. That's a decent conversion rate among people who do not know you.
25%.
So I have a group, I would say 1 in 10 conversion of the company's call to appointments, 4 or 5 conversations per appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be my benchmark.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So, look, you've got a lot more training, and I know you offer a ton of free stuff on your website for our HMA consultants or students listening from hardtofindseminars.com. Where could they go to glean some more advice from you?
What they would do is go to, appropriately, settingfailedappointments.com, and there they can opt into a free tutorial. I have a 20-lesson tutorial on this topic where you get articles, you get script samples, you get model responses to resistance. I also have about 3 hours of audio they can listen to, free MP3s they can download. And I also send them a free CD of some presentations I give, which people feel they get a lot out of.
That's great. You know, I see a lot of marketers out there, and, you know, other than myself, I don't see too many people giving so much free stuff away, but certainly you do. And, you know, just by looking at all the stuff you give away, I'm sure you benefit from that by giving out that information.
So, it works. It just works.
Yeah, so anyone listening, Scott really does give a lot of valuable free information on how to set sales appointments, and I'll encourage anyone to definitely take advantage of that. And he'll even send out a CD and pay for the shipping, because I got one myself. Scott, I appreciate it. You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Hi, it's Michael Sanoff with Michael Sanoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how to use Richard's simple risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now, and it doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need are a few simple systems, my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first, let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? Because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham marketing consulting seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, this system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talents. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like Jay Abraham or broke struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect in tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who were totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers and large fees dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone script, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the yellow pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling and you still generate clients. This way, you could be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation and have an endless stream of fresh quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the scripts. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools they'll create, you'll be hitting your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum chance of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcript, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested in the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is why Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting an appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With a simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over the business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, opportunity analysis worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called the contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services, and it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you'll make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later. All from leads that didn't cost your clients a penny to generate. Client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief as inactive customers that they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you'll get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter is proven to work, and it's almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips. The A is capital. Capital A, and then audio clips with a capital H after clips dot HTM. You'll learn how they're able to get clients that pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this. Every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's pay-by-numbers pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing business guru, and you'll have the instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see. You can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number one. This is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own three-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number two, the 1995 HMA live seminar training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download here and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number three, the 2005 HMA day live seminar training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students pay thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number 5, the HMA Group Training Video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training, conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would last for 2 hours, twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then, imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then, imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then, imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand, ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5. You'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA university, including online audio, email, telephone, backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA university, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6. You'll get my famous joint venture magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7. You get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use this service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your clients. There's no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from the Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9, you'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23 professionally written business reports, including insider business strategies, 5 ways to increase your bottom line profits without spending an extra dime on advertising, quick fix marketing, one-shot turnaround strategies for 50 different companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 top money-making headlines. How to up your profits in a down economy, 114 tips and techniques and tactics to kickstart your cash flow. Yellow page success secrets. How to attract more new business with a riveting ad that captures immediate attention. How to use brochures to grow your business, and more. 23 in all. Well, the great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing reprint and duplication rights to a collection of my 117 hours of audio content and written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, J. Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian Keith Foyles, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doctor, Art Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers, and strategic business contacts. Use its free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services. Offer its special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products. Package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindas.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Foyles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. Products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of the Super HMA Consulting Package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation, stone dead, and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects, and so you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, you'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultants list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. By that I mean, when you have a question, you get Michael Sinoff, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is a stupid question except the question you don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask, and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out. Use all the tools and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step, exactly the way Richard teaches, and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price, with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with the system in your first 45 days, then return it. How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material, probably even a lot more. And other popular marketing systems I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features of the HMA system cost $30,000, plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice, to take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA University training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus shipping and handling. The six-payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $995. $5 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service, and I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. Yet another way you can make money with this system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure as an HMA consultant you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851, and together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. Mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There's some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/ AUEIOCLIPS, capital H, dot HTM. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclipsH. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.